Friends, it's lovely to have you joining with us this afternoon, and we welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. Just going to read a few verses from the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 12, and I'm reading verses 2 and 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Here the prophet Isaiah mentions this word salvation on three occasions. Salvation is God's act of rescue, it's God's act of deliverance, and it's a wonderful thing. He speaks about the joy of salvation, he speaks about the wells of salvation, drawing water out of the wells of salvation. And just behind me here over my shoulder, you'll notice this old cast iron cowtail pump. Some of you that are local and you've lived maybe in Ireland or Northern Ireland for all your life, and if you're a little bit on in years, you might remember these old cast iron cowtail pumps. This one has got the name of G. Duggan on it, of Lisburn. G. Duggan, Lisburn. And I went on the internet, on the Google, to try to find out a little bit about who G. Duggan was. And I understand that he was a master plumber. George Duggan was his full name. And he lived in the Chapel Hill area of Lisburn from, get the date here, 1863 to 1945. And this is one of his old pumps. I'm sure he probably got it made maybe over in England or Belfast or somewhere like that. And like many other master plumbers, got his name cast into the top of the pump, and there's a cowtail on it. You pump it up and down over the well and it draws the water up. And I just thought about that, and I thought about this verse of scripture about drawing water out of the wells of salvation. Now the Bible speaks a lot about wells. In John chapter 4 we have the wonderful account of the Saviour going to that city of Samaria, and just outside the city of Samaria, in one of the villages, he found a woman sitting by a well. And it was at midday, it was 12 noon, and the well was empty, as it were. There was nobody around the well apart from this woman. And the Lord knew all about her. He knew her loneliness. He knew the mistakes that she had made in life. He knew her lostness. He knew the brokenness of her heart. And he went and sat down beside that woman at the well. And whenever she spoke about the antiquity of the well, the Lord Jesus Christ said to her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him, it shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And I believe he was speaking there, as it were, about the wells of salvation. You know, maybe today you're watching and you're not yet a Christian, or maybe you're dissatisfied and you're discontent, and there's still that old hunger and that old thirst in your heart and in your life. And maybe you don't really have joy, you don't know peace with God, you're discontent, you're dissatisfied. Well, there's a wonderful thing, God's salvation. And you can draw water from the wells of God's salvation today in simple, childlike faith. The Lord Jesus Christ has promised that those who come to him, he will never and in no wise cast out. The hymn writer said, "I tried the broken cisterns, but ah, the waters failed, and even as I stooped to drink, they fled and mocked me as I wheeled." But he came to learn that none but Christ can satisfy. There's none other name for me. There's love, there's life, there's lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. So I trust today that you'll think about these things, and you'll think about the woman at the well. You'll think about the Saviour that met her, that gave her that living water, that everlasting life. And she was transformed and changed forever, and her heart was filled with that joy, the joy of God's salvation. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave his life for us upon the cross, and he offers us so much in and through his wonderful redemption. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon.